Proverbs chapter 9. Wisdom has built its house. It has hewn out its seven pillars. It has slaughtered its animal for the slaughter. It has blended its wine. It has also laid its table. It has sent out its maidservants. It will call out on the city hilltops. Whoever is gullible, let him turn this way. As for the weak-minded, it says to him, Come and partake of my bread, and drink the wine I have blended. Leave the gullible, and live, and proceed on the way of understanding. He who admonishes a mocker reaps contempt, and he who reproves a wicked man becomes tarnished. Do not reprove a mocker, in case he hates you for it. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you for it. Give wisdom to the wise man, and he will become wiser still. Inform the righteous, and he will increase in learning. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, and understanding is knowledge of holy matters. For it is by me that your days are multiplied, and years of life are added to you. If you gain wisdom, you gain wisdom for yourself, but if you mock, you will bear it on your own. A foolish wife is restive, gullible, and she does not know anything. And she sits at the door of her house, or on a chair in the prominent places of the city, to call out to those passing by on the road, who are going straight on their way, to whoever is gullible, that he should turn aside there. And she says to the weak-minded, Stolen waters are sweet, and secret bread is delightful. But he doesn't know that the Rephaim are there. Those she has called out are in the depths of the grave.